Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
For decades, Alcatraz Island has stood as a silent guardian in the middle of San Francisco Bay. Its reputation is one of the most infamous prisons in history, cemented by the tales of its iron bars, hardened criminals, and brutal conditions. But what if the echoes of that dark past haven't quite faded away? What if those who once walked its halls and endured its isolation never really left? In this episode, we're peeling back the layers of history to uncover the mysterious, the unexplained, and the downright chilling. From the ghostly apparitions of former inmates spotted by visitors, to the disembodied voices heard echoing through cold, empty cell blocks, Alcatraz has become a magnet for paranormal investigators and thrill seekers alike. But how much of what we hear and see can be believed? Could the island's chilling reputation and eerie setting fuel our imagination? Or is there something more at play? Tonight, we'll explore the eerie corridors of Alcatraz, where fact meets the supernatural. We'll hear from those who've experienced the unexplainable and dive into the science that could shed light on the mystery. So turn down the lights, grab your flashlight, and join us as we dig into the haunting history of the rock. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Alcatraz Island's history is as layered and weathered as the rocky shores that surround it. Originally developed as a military fortification in the mid-19th century, the island transitioned into a military prison before becoming the federal penitentiary. It's most famously known as in 1934. Nicknamed The Rock, Alcatraz housed some of the most notorious criminals of its time, including mob boss Al Capone, George Machine Gun Kelly, and Robert Stroud, the Birdman of Alcatraz. While its history as a prison is infamous, its haunted reputation began even while the prison was in operation. Reports of unexplained phenomena surfaced early, often whispered by guards who worked the graveyard shift. They spoke of cell doors slamming shut on their own, mysterious cold spots in the middle of summer, and an oppressive feeling of being watched. Some inmates claimed to hear whispers in the dead of night, long after the prison had quieted down. These early accounts laid the foundation for Alcatraz's reputation as one of the most haunted locations in America. Among these stories, one of the eeriest involves The Hole, a series of solitary confinement cells where the worst of the worst were sent. Inmates who endured time in these dark, claustrophobic cells described the sensation of being touched or watched by unseen forces. One account from a guard told of an inmate screaming in terror throughout the night, claiming a pair of glowing eyes were staring at him from the darkness. By morning, the inmate was found dead, his face frozen in a grimace of pure terror. Many have attributed these early reports to the psychological toll of Alcatraz's environment. The isolation, the unrelenting monotony, and the knowledge that escape was nearly impossible created a perfect storm of mental anguish. Psychologists who have studied incarceration environments note that prolonged exposure to such conditions can lead to hallucinations and paranoia. But how do we explain the fact that guards, who were not subjected to the same treatment, also reported similar phenomena? Then there's the geography of Alcatraz itself. Situated in the middle of the often foggy and windswept San Francisco Bay, the island has a unique acoustic quality. Sound bounces off the cold, wet stone walls, creating eerie echoes and amplifying faint noises into what some might interpret as whispers or distant voices. The island's isolation adds to its mystique, creating an atmosphere ripe for the imagination to run wild. Still, certain events defy easy explanation. One former guard recounted patrolling the empty cell block late one evening when he heard faint, disembodied singing. The tune, a mournful rendition of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, a song Al Capone was known to play on his banjo during his incarceration. What's more unsettling is that Capone's old cell was located just a few steps away from where the guard stood. Inmates also claimed to feel the presence of those who had died on the island. Alcatraz's history wasn't limited to its days as a federal prison. It had been the site of several deaths dating back to its time as a military fort. Some inmates swore they could hear the footsteps of long-dead soldiers marching through the cell blocks, while others felt the cold touch of unseen hands in the dead of night. These stories fueled the fire, turning Alcatraz from a simple prison into a place where the lines between the living and the dead seemed to blur. Over time, the prison's growing list of hauntings began to attract attention beyond its rocky shores. After the prison closed in 1963 and became a part of the National Park Service, tourists started experiencing strange occurrences of their own. By now, the pieces of Alcatraz's haunted puzzle were beginning to take shape. The eerie sounds, chilling sensations, and shadowy figures seemed to point to something beyond the natural realm. But was it really ghosts, or was it the product of a tortured past lingering in the minds of those who had suffered there? As Alcatraz transitioned from a federal prison to a tourist destination in the mid-1960s, its reputation for being haunted grew stronger with each passing year. Visitors, tour guides, and paranormal investigators began reporting unexplainable phenomena that seemed to echo the prison's dark past. These accounts brought fresh attention to the eerie island, turning it into one of the most sought-after locations for paranormal exploration. One of the most infamous hotspots for ghostly activity is the cell block known as D Block, home to the solitary confinement cells. Visitors have described feeling an overwhelming sense of dread upon entering these dark, damp spaces. Some claim to hear faint whispers or muffled cries even when standing alone. A particularly chilling tale involves cell 4D, widely considered one of the most haunted locations on the island. It's said that visitors who enter the cell often experience sudden chills, the sensation of being touched, or even an inexplicable feeling of suffocation. Then there's the case of the phantom banjo. Several visitors and staff members have reported hearing the unmistakable strumming of a banjo emanating from the empty cell once occupied by Al Capone. Despite extensive searches, no source for the music has ever been found. Paranormal investigators speculate this could be a form of residual haunting, where the energy of an event or person is imprinted on a location, playing out like a recording. Shadowy apparitions are another recurring phenomenon on Alcatraz. Several witnesses have reported seeing figures dressed in guard uniforms or prisoner attire walking the halls, only to vanish before their eyes. One of the most frequently sighted ghosts is that of a man believed to be Robert Stroud, the Birdman of Alcatraz. Stroud spent 17 years in solitary confinement at Alcatraz, and his restless spirit is said to linger in his former cell. Paranormal researchers have conducted numerous investigations on the island, often documenting their findings through video and audio recordings. In one well-known instance, a team captured what they claimed was a voice whispering, "Get out," in the middle of an otherwise silent cell block. Another group reported seeing a translucent figure walking across the prison yard during a late-night investigation. While skeptics argue these could be tricks of light or sound distortions, the consistency of these accounts raises intriguing questions. Tour guides have also shared their own unsettling experiences. One guide recounted the story of escorting a group through the prison when a woman suddenly screamed, pointing toward an empty cell. She claimed to see a man sitting on the bunk, staring at her with hollow eyes. No one else saw the figure, but the woman's reaction was so intense that she had to be escorted off the tour. Adding to the intrigue are the stories of the infamous laundry room. Several individuals have reported the smell of smoke and the sound of coughing coming from this area. This is particularly eerie given that a violent riot occurred in the laundry room during the prison's operational years, resulting in several deaths. As these paranormal encounters continue to accumulate, theories about the nature of Alcatraz's hauntings abound. Some suggest that the intense emotions of fear, anger, and despair left behind by the inmates have created a kind of spiritual residue manifesting in the form of ghostly apparitions or residual energy. Others propose the idea of intelligent hauntings, where spirits of the dead actively interact with the living. One of the most compelling aspects of Alcatraz's paranormal activity is the sheer volume of reports from people of all walks of life, guards, inmates, visitors, and investigators. Whether rooted in science, psychology, or the supernatural, these experiences ensure that the legend of Alcatraz's hauntings endures. As the stories continue to build, Alcatraz stands as a testament to the enduring fascination with the unknown. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, there's no denying that something about the island leaves an indelible mark on those who visit. Is it the power of suggestion, the echoes of a violent past, or something altogether more mysterious? Alcatraz Island stands as more than just a crumbling relic of the past. Its haunted halls, chilling tales, and eerie sensations invite us to question the boundaries between the seen and the unseen, the natural and the supernatural. For decades, stories of phantom footsteps, disembodied voices, and shadowy figures have fueled its reputation as one of the most haunted places in America. But are these manifestations truly ghosts? Or are they the echoes of a tormented history reverberating through time? Science offers us explanations, the effects of isolation, the power of suggestion, or the tricks of sound and light in such an environment. And yet the sheer number of personal accounts, especially from skeptics and seasoned investigators, makes it hard to dismiss all of these experiences as coincidence or imagination. Whether residual energy from the island's violent past or intelligent spirits seeking recognition, the stories of Alcatraz remind us that some mysteries defy easy answers. Perhaps what's most fascinating about Alcatraz is its ability to leave everyone, skeptics and believers alike, wondering. Is it simply the weight of its dark history that hangs in the air? Or is there truly something otherworldly lingering in the shadows of the rock? Whatever you believe, one thing is certain. Alcatraz's legacy lives on, both in history books and in the whispers of those who dare to explore its haunted halls. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.